Hello, it's time for Daily Inspiration again. Thank you for your call. I'd like to speak to you on the subject of the world hating God. John 15:18 says, "If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you." Jesus clearly showing us that the world despised the will of God. The world despised the gift of God. The world hated the way God represented himself to mankind. Jesus clearly said, it hated me before it hated you. Now, no doubt, I can't cover every thought in this subject. The Bible does say that a Christian's to be honest and full of integrity, and the world should marvel at our love and our kindness and our gentleness and our truth and our all the qualifications we have. Christians should be and are the best workers, the most dependable people on the planet, because we should do everything in the sight of God. But at the same time, our truth is a sword, and it convicts and pierces the sinner, and they do hate us. And the world hates you and me if we're true Christians. The system of the world hates us. And Jesus said, it hated me before it hated you. But I believe Jesus clearly establishes that the world hates him. This is an all-inclusive and absolute state. No exceptions are inferred from his declaration. Jesus also is addressing this elsewhere. John 3:20, "For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved." John 7:7, "The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil." The world, all the world, everyone and anyone that constitutes the world hates the Lord Jesus. Could there be any other explanation? Moreover, the Bible describes the world's response to Christ in Isaiah 53:3. "He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not." John 3:32 says, "And no man receiveth his testimony." John 15:23 says, "He that hateth me hateth my Father also." Yes, some may ask, but does hatred for Jesus constitute hatred for God, considering all Christians believe that Jesus is deity? Such a question seems unnecessary. However, Jesus himself declared it again, John 15:23, "That he that hateth me hateth my Father also." So we can establish a biblical fact today. The world does hate God, no exceptions. And then we have to decide, you know, who is the world? Who is the world that hates us? And we clearly can see in the Bible that, you know, it says in John 14:23, Jesus answered and said unto him, "If a man love me, he will keep my words. My Father will love him. We will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent." You know, we really either love God or hate God. There's no really half-hearted love. Either you love him all the way, or you don't. And the world and the system of the world, all that wants to be dishonest and lie and do all the things that the world does, you know, following after the vain traditions and practices of men. You know, God is preparing us for eternity. He wants us to be ready to meet him. When we die or he comes again, and there's really no time to waste to be distracted with such frivolous things of this world. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments, John 14:15. God bless you today, and have a good day.